What's up, gang? It's Trenisha English, and you are listening to the Things You Should Know podcast. I never thought I would say this, but I long for the George Bush of it all, right? Where Republicans and Democrats,
the Dick Lugers,
yes,
the Orrin Hatches, the like, yeah, the yeah,
the it was like,
and, but
okay,
Mitch McConnell before he went crazy,
yeah, before, yeah.
We can always talk about politics, but
we can always, you know what, can we talk, let's do a, what is the, an Ebony and Ivory? That's not really what I wanted to call it. Differing opinions, so,
but not really, just on different sides of,
well, it actually, so yeah, let's talk about this. So we mentioned this earlier, that Melissa and I think we said we have different opinions, but I don't think that's true. I think we just classify ourselves in different ways. And I think the biggest way that we classify ourselves that comes into, and this is the thing, like it actually doesn't come into conflict. Mm. So Melissa, I'm going to out you on the podcast. Melissa is a Republican.
That is true. Today.
Born and raised currently in this moment.
At this moment, I am still a Republican.
Ask me again
in 3 months. Yeah,
she may not be. Teetering.
That's right.
I actually have, we have a mutual friend that often refers to you as a bad Republican, which I tell her, like, I don't think that that's true. I think Melissa is just an actual Republican, and what the Republican Party is becoming is not quite that.
But, it's not the same. It's true.
I classify myself as a Democrat. We are living in a very contentious time where usually people who classify themselves as Republicans or Democrats have decided that they cannot coexist.
Mm-hmm.
And we are literally an example about how that doesn't actually have to be.
It's true. It's very true.
I was just actually thinking about this the other day. Like, how do we get here? Do you remember? Do you recall? Like, I remember, like,
Donald J. Trump.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, great signal. You're right.
Like, 2016?
2016 is when it happened. Well, and I think I was saying this to someone earlier. Like, at some point, politics has become less about governing.
Right.
And more about, it's become, the death of American politics is American competition. Because politics are gearing more towards sports than they are the
more you talk, the more thoughts I have, just so you know.
Yeah,
it's all gonna come out in a second.
The tension, okay. I feel like it is easier for me to be in a room with a Boilermaker that's a true Indiana Hoosier than it is to like really talk about what do we need to do to help our society advance.
Yeah, so I think there's It is competition, but it's more than that too. It's about control.
Yeah.
And it's about controlling a narrative. But I also think we've been done a disservice by how smart we've gotten from a technology standpoint, because so many, don't get me wrong, I love my father. But my father, based on what he reads on Facebook, is then fed more of what he reads on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just starts to create a narrative in his head that all people are like this. He's not getting multiple opinions and I believe that that's a big part of where this divide has happened, because all you're seeing is the same information being fed to you and not all of the information. And so what has, to some degree, both parties have done is dove right into that. And if we continue to play on that, like, you can watch the commercials right now for the guys running for governor. Eric Doden playing right into the fact that he is a Christian and that God told him to run and that he's the only one that's going to bring his faith that is playing into a narrative. Mike Braun playing right into the fact that the southern border is a mess and that those people are coming to Indiana and harming our people. I saw another one today for Suzanne Crouch, who's gotten all in on fentanyl and how it's killing. And You know, and so what we're doing is playing to the fear of Americans instead of actually saying, this is what I can do for the country. This is why I'm good. And I mean, to take it one step further, I mean, I was having this conversation last week with my sister and brother and their spouses, and we were talking about why are these our options? And 330, 350 million people, and over half of those people are age that they could be president, and this is what we've got. And so why are we here? And I looked at my parents and my sister-in-law's parents, and I said, because they are looking at their bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And financially, they were in a better spot 4 years ago than they are today. Is that Donald Trump's fault? Is that Joe Biden's fault? Maybe, maybe not. But that's what they're looking at. And they're being fed lines of fear that it is Joe Biden that you don't have this much money anymore. And so I think we've spent so much time feeding into the fear of Americans. And then we've told everybody it's okay to have these conversations where you're attacking people and that they're wrong, instead of looking at people as a whole person that they could be, all of these other pieces, there are multiple facets to them. But no, they're a Republican, they're a Democrat, therefore I have to hate you, one or the other.
Yeah. Or like, we can't work together. There can't be compromise, right? Like, I think about like what happened to coming to the middle, like what happened to realizing not everyone's going to be happy. We just have to make the choice that's going to be the best. Like, I agree. And you really talked about how it's happening on the Republican side. And again, all of this is happening on the Democratic side, right? The news that you're fed, the narratives, right? You're never seeing the other side. No one's ever bringing up the positive. It's you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. What can I do to be right? And this is not about selecting someone who not even has your best interest in mind, or really truly aligns with your values, right? Or will create the space that we all can thrive. It's about the D on my shoulder, chest, and you've got one there, and so I vote for you. Like, it's extremism on both sides. It's fear mongering on both sides. It's they're wrong. They're trying to take us back in time. They're trying to, and like, I love that you talked about like the multifacets of people and their perspectives. Like, your perspective truly colors how you feel about these things, how you show up, right? Like, as someone who is a part of a minority group, it's really easy for me to say the government should be doing X, Y, and Z to make sure that I can succeed. That's really easy to say. And it's also really easy to sell that my success will only like hinder someone else's, right?
Right.
That is easy to sell. And if we don't, I love that you said that we got too smart. But if we don't engage, if we don't have those conversations, if we don't say, hey, you feel differently than me, help me understand or talk to me about why you feel this way, instead of saying, no, you're wrong and here's why, no one wants to hear that.
In the same way that we got too smart, we got dumb.
Yeah.
Right? Because now, because we are allowing, we got smart and created these algorithms that can feed us the information we want to see. But we also got dumb in the sense that we stopped reading differing opinions.
Yeah.
And we're only seeing this, and we're not smart enough to realize that we're only being fed one opinion. And the more I read about one opinion, the more it's going to give me that same opinion or try to take me down a different path.
Yeah. No, you're reinforcing, but we've created echo chambers. Like, we've really created, this is what I feel, and I only want to be with people who feel, think, and believe just like I do. It's comforting, maybe. I don't know. I think that's kind of scary, but I think in an effort to get to that, to surround yourself with people that that look, think, feel the same way you do, people are missing the opportunities to open the world. Like, the world has gotten so much bigger with technology and gotten so much smaller in the way that we, like, our mindsets.
And I think you and I were privileged in the fact that we grew up with parents who wanted us to see all opinions, right? Like, I'm as white as you want to get. And yet I grew up in a very black neighborhood, and I was forced to figure out how to have relationships with people that didn't look like me. Otherwise I wasn't going to have any friends. Right. And so, but I think situations like that force us to then listen to different opinions. And to your point of, we have to, you stop growing if all you're doing is hanging out with people that look like you and think like you.
Yeah.
Right. And so you have to be willing and be open to all of those perspectives and those ideas.
Yeah. Pushing people, challenging, like having someone who's going to challenge your thinking, I think is the best.
And it's okay to be able to stand there and say, this is what I believe. That's fine.
This is how I feel.
But I've also heard what you believe, and I can respect you for the fact that you believe that as long as you respect me for what I believe.
Yeah, no, yeah. 100%. And that, honestly, what we're talking about, Melissa, which feels so natural, feels so common to us, somehow in our country has become a very heavy lift.
I can't have this conversation with my dad. And we're both Republicans. I can't.
Well, and there are Democrats that I can't have this conversation with, right? There are Democrats that will be like, oh my God, she's a Republican? Yeah, it's not a curse. Like,
I mean, like, let's talk about my birthday party, right? Like, there's going to be Republicans and Democrats. There's some that are way far right, and then there's, you know, we're starting to grow the Democrat into the table.
Yeah. And yes, there are a lot of folks that are, well, I wouldn't call any of those ladies that come far right, because that's really true. The crowd. They are definitely conservatives. They are what I would call a traditional conservative, and definitely some very liberal Democrats. And something about crustinis and alcohol makes all of that go away.
and some really
good prime rib.
Yeah.
It's just like if there's commonality in everything, and I think if folks maybe started there instead of saying where are we different. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is about to sound so Barney. Instead of saying where we're different, we can come back to saying like where are we the same, what are the things that we can agree on. And at the end of the day, I think all Americans can agree on that we want to live in a place where we can thrive, where we can reach the goals that we've set, and that our children, that me and you don't have, but kids, right?
But that everybody can thrive. I think is where you're going, right? Is that everybody can thrive and everybody has that opportunity.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what the color of your skin is or what language you speak or what, you know, where you came from. And don't even get me started on immigration, because I'm not a Republican at all. So
I think you're a Republican. I think your party has been co-opted. Right. That's and we've true. Talked about this. Yeah. Listen, you know, Republicans are being a Republican is about being in a tax bracket. And I'd love to be in that tax bracket. Right. Like. A quick thing you should know, if you haven't already, subscribe to the Things You Should Know podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I'm with you, Bill. I long for that day when people just were civil. My word, we're civil.
Yeah, we're like, listen, this is about doing what my constituents need, right?
Well, it's about creating what's best for the country,
right? Yeah. Like, this is what's going to move the country forward, and not, oh no, we've drawn this line in the sand. Like, right, like you've got Donald Trump calling lawmakers and saying, don't sign this bipartisan bill that y'all worked on, that y'all did, that y'all got everything that y'all wanted. Don't sign it because it's not good for my political career. What? When do we get there? When this is sports. Don't sub him in. That's not what we need to do. Like, it's essentially it.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, and you got, oh, don't just, I can't. I mean, you got him the day that Nikki Haley steps out, he's called her bird brain 3 times in his press conference. Like, I mean, this, just the vitriol that comes out of him in the narcissism. It's just, yeah. And we got hundreds of millions of people signing up for this again.
So. Again.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, we haven't talked about our homeboy, Sleepy Joe, my homeboy, Sleepy Joe.
Back to my point, 350 million people in this country, and those are our two options.
And not only that there are two options, this is also sitting with me. 4 years ago when we did this, we didn't want them to be our two options then. Like, we still haven't even grown to like these options.
No, they're still just as bad. And yet we can't get it together enough to find different ones.
Damn. He's not going to quit.
No, he's not.
So there has to be a way to make him quit. I know that there are all of these legal issues that he has around mm-hmm. him. I know that there are a lot of liberals who have a lot of faith and hope.
Do you remember? I just want to remind them who appointed those judges.
Exactly. I don't think that this.
Yeah.
I don't think this is gonna happen.
I mean, I have an outside hope that something happens. I do, but I don't think it will because he appointed those judges. Look at exactly what happened this week with the Supreme Court and putting him back on the ballot in Colorado. Now was Colorado correct in taking him off? Could they legally do it? There are some issues.
Yeah.
But he appointed every single one of those, not every one of them, but he appointed the last like
four. Yeah, the significant amount of them, right? With your homie Mitch McConnell, who prevented Barack Obama from filling one of the slots, right? And held it for when Donald Trump became president. So, I don't have a lot of faith in it. I think everyone's right in this. Colorado is right. He shouldn't be allowed to be on the ballot. And the Supreme Court is right that Colorado can't make that decision. Like, states can't make
and,
that decision.
And you see that because it was a unanimous decision. So even the people that weren't appointed by him that are more left-leaning understand the Constitution, and they that's the way they voted, which is the right way to vote.
Yeah.
But, so many of these judges were appointed by him.
Yeah.
Or his administration.
And we're just like, even the Supreme Court, we're also talking about lower court judges. Like
100%.
They, like Mitch McConnell, when it's all said and done, Mitch McConnell's legacy will be the number of judges that he were appointed under his leadership.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane the amount of judges that were
and
able to
clearly
be appointed
willing
under his leadership.
They're clearly willing to fight dirty too, right? Yeah. Like, look at what they're doing to the DA in Georgia, where they're just literally destroying this woman's life in order to find any little loophole in order to get the charges dropped. Like, they will stop at nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. So I don't
want to go to my conspiracy theory, which is Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. So
I don't know if that, I feel like that's a well-held belief.
Which goes back to other people and another maybe president and wife who would stop at nothing too.
Too, yeah.
No, so.
Listen, it's all dirty. It's all about power, right?
It's all about power.
Oh, Melissa, thank you so much for enjoying my conspiracy
this
theories
has
and
been
never
a lot
judging
of fun.
Me. Yeah. Thanks for coming on the podcast. Really appreciate you. Thank you all for listening. Like, subscribe, share. And I will see you next time. Okay. Bye. You think that's still really the original Mitch McConnell, or you think it's a clone? You think he got switched out? You think that's why he's had the glitches?
I forgot how much of a conspiracy theorist you were.
I love a good conspiracy theory.
I know you do. That's a great question. I don't know.
I don't know if I think it's the original Mitch McConnell. I think the original Mitch McConnell actually probably died already.
I mean, you might not be wrong.
And now the clone McConnell is having so many glitches that they're like, we got to pull you out of the public spotlight.
That's an interesting theory.
Can't say I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean...